All right, resolution to revise building permit fee schedule.
A resolution amending certain building permit fees in the city of Dunwoody.
All right, thank you. Warren?
Somebody wants to clap for me on this one?
I bet you could never get a clap.
I never get a clap. That's okay.
That's just a guess.
Unfortunately accurate. This has been an issue that's been before you a number of times, and it's an important issue. We have a concern brought up regarding the building permit fees, and staff was sent back to go take a look at it. We did some additional research on building permit fees, brought that back to council. It was suggested by Councilman Ross, a good suggestion that we go and meet with some of the commercial folks that we had spoken with directly on the permit fees, and we went ahead and did that last week. I pulled this off the agenda from last Monday to give us some time to really take into consideration some of the comments that were made by the commercial builders and renovators in our community that do a lot of work in Dunwoody. We went ahead and did some additional analysis that I'll share with you in this memorandum. And if you look at in your backup material, it's about page 4 of the paperwork. It's a September 28th memo on discussion of permit fees. What staff is recommending for the final analysis is due to 25% reduction in building permit fees for residential structures. What the resolution you have attached, I apologize, initial version had to strike out and underline. This one does not, as I reviewed it, Exhibit A. But this drops the residential fee on building valuation from $8 per thousand of value to $6, which is a 25% reduction. We did go ahead I'll go ahead and just summarize what I heard from the meeting with our commercial folks. One is that our fees are too high compared to the rest of Metro Atlanta and are much higher than the fees charged by DeKalb County. We do not allow currently for private engineering inspections, and that our previous analysis on commercial building fees for council was incomplete and contained errors. Based on those findings, especially the third one that I mentioned on our previous analysis, I pulled this off the agenda. I took a more careful look at it. We have gone ahead and done that. And it is clear to me that a couple of things. One is that, and if you look at the next page in our analysis, we went ahead and did a very standard pro forma to show that the fees that we're charging do not even cover the expenses both on the private side. And if you'll recall, we have an arrangement where we privatize the service where Clark Patterson Lee takes 80% of any permit fees that are received, and the city receives 20%. Our costs, when you look at it from the contract and a lump sum fee, is that we're paying $253,395 in fiscal year 2009, and we should, if everything works out, as we hope, collect $100,000. So it's about $150,000 loss from the city side on that service. And then from Clark Patterson's, the amount of staff and equipment and other expenses they have, it's $468,000, and they expect if everything works out as we hope it will this year, they collect $400,000 in fees, so they're at about a $69,000 loss. And the aggregate loss between those two parties is a loss of about $223,317. The other thing I'd like to point out is that we did benefit from the meeting, and that one of the commercial builders brought some additional statistics that we went ahead and incorporated into our analysis. When we looked at other Metro Atlanta jurisdictions, and we've added some additional jurisdictions that we hadn't looked at previously. And I'll again state that our building permit fees in and of itself are on the higher end of the spectrum. But when you look at the decisions regarding building permits are really twofold. One is our folks going to cite their project in Dunwoody, and how does the building permits relate to the siting of a project? And then second is just a general fairness question of, are we being fair to folks that are building here? Otherwise, you know, this is the only place they own the land, and they're going to build here. We need to be fair to them as well. So what we did is looked at a number of different factors related to the permit fees, and this is excluding the millage rate and the other considerations I brought to you previously. But if you look at, impact fees, and also you've got your water tap and sewer impact fees that every community charges, including Dunwoody through DeKalb County, who provides our water and sewer service, and all of the other fees associated with it. Dunwoody is actually on the lower end of the spectrum. The city of Decatur is considerably lower than us, and so is DeKalb County. But if you look at other competing jurisdictions in our area, like Sandy Springs, Johns Creek, Alpharetta, Snellville, as examples, that are considerably higher. And I think one of the reasons that we're lower is really because the DeKalb County water and sewer fees within Dunwoody are cheaper than our metro, in the other metro communities. The other thing that I would point out is that it is true that we are higher and much higher than DeKalb County. In the DeKalb County, from looking at the analysis of their budget and actuals, and this is an estimate at this point, but fiscal year 2009, looks like their development fund is going to lose $2.8 million in fees. They just laid off a considerable amount of their staff, so I don't know that that's the example that we want to go toward to changing our fee structure to mirror DeKalb County. But I think if you look at it from the grand scheme of things, from our millage rate to all the other fees and other fiscal decisions that go into the building process, I think we're in a good spot. I think it's a fair rate on the commercial side. On the residential, again, based on the small amount of these projects and the analysis that we've done there, I think the 25% reduction is warranted, but we would recommend no other changes on the commercial building fees at this time. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Warren. Questions for Warren? I'll start to the left. Robert?
Yeah. Ken Fallon had some comments at the opening that he thought there were some ambiguities or some difficulties in the material, and he was suggesting that we defer this until it's had a chance to be more fully vetted. Have you guys spoken? Do you know what it is that his where he has concerns, and does it make sense for us to get his... I don't gather that he was concerned about the dollar amount as much as he was, that he thought there was a lack of clarity.
The first I've heard these comments were the letter that I received, the same that y'all received. He was, or his company was invited. I think a representative was scheduled to be at our meeting that we had and did not attend that meeting for whatever reason. But I think that's just a decision for y'all to make. We feel very confident with our recommendations. And also, the Exhibit A, I think the point that was made is that this only really deals with rezonings, but it's clearly in the documentation under construction permit fees. I don't know what the ambiguity is. We'd certainly be happy to talk with them to kind of complete whatever circles that need to be completed. Would not recommend deferring this at this time, but certainly, you know, if y'all want to do that, we have no objections.
So as a follow-up, I'm inclined not to defer it, but I'd feel better about voting on it if we got your commitment to meet with him, and that if you did find some things that he pointed out that needed to be fine-tuned, that you'd bring it back for the additional fine-tuning.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there, I mean, other than the obvious, you know, not deferring more, what is the negative if we do find one more session, allow this, some of this nebulous at least to have a meeting go forward before we vote on it? Is there any negative impact on doing that?
No, I mean, the only negative would be the residential builders, that they would, you know, have another cycle of the 25%. would stay at 25% higher than my recommendation. But other than that, not that 30-day delay doesn't bother us. I think, you know, the only issue I've got generally is we've been dealing with this for probably 2 months of going forward. It's really not a problem for me. So if we all want to defer it, no.
Okay, thanks.
Dane?
Warren, you've met now with residential builders, remodeling bank builders, and commercial builders. And this is your recommendation after meeting with those three people. One question that I have is that some municipalities provide that the builder, developer can use private engineering firms. Is there any particular reason why we wouldn't do that?
You know, I haven't vetted that directly with my staff as to, I'm familiar with allowing other communities that I've had where you let a third-party engineer go ahead and sign for something. And normally that'll happen in the instance where you can't get to them in a certain time frame, or they've already covered up the work that was completed and we have no ability to inspect it and sign off on it. And then what Bill Grant was communicating to us, and I don't want to speak for him, was that he feels more comfortable for the safety and security of the people he's selling the home to have his own fellows or women go through the property and go ahead and sign off on that. It is not a one-for-one choice. What Sandy Springs does in that instance, according to their fee charge, they charge 150% of the fee. so that you have the right to do it for yourself. So there's a premium to allowing the third party to sign off on that. The only thing I'd like to do is just probably talk with our building folks and just make sure there's no other reasons I'm not thinking of since we hadn't discussed it in detail.
But we would have the right to approve. If we did something like that, we'd have the right to approve, have the approved list of engineers and be acceptable.
I mean, if you allow for the third-party inspection, I mean, certainly you got the right to set up the program any way you'd like to. I'd probably advise against that just because what we would require is a certain certification. In other words, they would need to be a PE if they were signing off on engineering, or a certified building inspector or official if they were signing off on something that our building official would be signing off on.
Would this reduce our cost if we went this way?
No, because our cost structure is a little unique anyway, in that we're not paying anything for the service. We're only giving away 80% of the money revenue. So what it would do in effect is actually raise our revenue but not reduce our expenses, because we would probably charge the same rate that Sandy Springs does, and they go 150% of the fee.
I would be inclined to go ahead and approve this tonight, but if we did in fact defer it, what I would ask this council to do is to make the changes retroactive to this date at the time we approve this at a later date. That would protect the builders from the $8 square foot down to $6.
Could you clarify that, Danny?
I would recommend that we retroactively, until to this date, allow any development that takes place between now and whenever we do approve this, that any development in that time would also get the benefit of the lower $6 per square foot rate.
We probably should have just passed it.
Let's just pass it. And then we'll readdress it. Let's let's bring it back.
And let's get some of that nebulous language Warren staff can get. That's what I'm saying. Any other questions for Warren?
Yeah, I just think that, Warren, thanks for the good job. I know this is, you're tired of hearing this. I'm sure we started looking at this kind of thing, but, again, it's good to know you're getting it right. And I would think that we should go ahead and approve it tonight with the stipulation that you would meet with Ken Thielen and see if there's some verbiage there that we can clarify matters that he has a problem with. And I realize he missed the meeting, but maybe he had a cold or something that day or something like that. Is that satisfactory to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, any other questions for Warren?
Thank you, Warren. I appreciate it.
I move we approve the fee schedule as written with the stipulation that Mr. Thielen can meet with our staff.
Sure. Okay. I'll second approval. Discussion. Other discussion. All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.